Hey, at your wedding, really quick, think about this before getting to today's show. Did you have plus ones for every single person invited to your wedding? I'm just not sure if that's the norm. And like, I feel like in the last couple of years, the plus ones have kind of gone by the wayside if you're single, which I feel like is discrimination, by the way, but it's not here nor there. Like, we don't have to deal enough if we're single. We don't have enough scrutiny on us. But we're going to talk about it with this episode called The Plus One. Today on the show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Hello, happy Friday. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. If you're new, this is a podcast based on three principles. It's live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
I want to set the expectation of this Friday show because it's going to be shorter. The next 3 days are going to be shorter than typical because I am not even in the state that I live in right now. sometimes I had all intentions of getting 3 more full shows done this week. Mm-hmm. And then life just kind of caught up with itself. So it's going to be, you're going to get 3 shows this week. It's just not going to be full shows this week. Right. And I hope you'll understand as I'm trying to travel and get all this done. I swear to God, like I can't get off my normal schedule. It just never quite catch up again. You know, it's like kind of like losing sleep. It's like if I get behind on my schedule, like it doesn't never catches back up. Things just have to start getting like
you can't
tossed off
get
the
it
schedule.
Back.
No. So instead of getting a full Friday show today, you're going to get a half of a Friday show today. And thank you for understanding as we take a little bit of time off to go celebrate a friend's wedding. Speaking of the wedding, so I'm going to see
Yeah, let's talk about this wedding. I'm excited about it.
I was going to ask Maggie because I'm going to my friend Miguel's wedding. Miguel's the one you typically hear on A Moment in Kramer History. He's my college friend that turned into my radio co-host. And actually, let me get Maggie on really quick. Mom, don't forget, she's not going to be able to hear you.
Right.
So I just have a wedding question for her.
Okay.
Hey,
what was your plus one expectations when it came to your wedding?
Let's see. So if somebody was dating someone, you know, seriously, or married or engaged, they got a plus one.
What is seriously dating mean? Like what was your cutoff for that?
Like 6 months or longer. And if I, you know, if we knew at least of the person well, yeah, I'd say like 6 months or longer.
Okay.
But we had a few people respond and ask us if they could bring a friend or somebody that they've been dating for a short amount of time. And honestly, we were fine with that.
So you didn't really care. Do you know what it cost you per person?
Yeah. It's like $100.
Wow. That's a lot of money. Okay. All right. That's all we need. Love you.
Love you.
Bye. Okay, that's my sister, Maggie. Miguel, great friend of mine, going to his wedding this weekend, and I was kind of surprised that I didn't get a plus one to his wedding.
Oh.
Like, he had a wedding website, and you go through, and it was like an RSVP thing, and so you go in there, you type in your name, and then it says, like, how many guests will be attending in this party? And then it has, like, a drop-down box. And I go in there and, you know, like, maybe I'll bring somebody with me. Or, I lived in Florida for 7 years.
Right.
I know a bunch of people in Florida I could bring, you know. Even people that we all know, you know, that possibly weren't even invited to the wedding. And so I clicked the drop-down box, and it said one. And I was like, wait.
Oh, no options.
I feel like, Mom, you just went through this wedding process. So tell me, I just feel like if you're going to invite somebody to a wedding, you almost have to give them a plus one.
Yeah, if they're single.
Like, even if I wanted to just bring a friend, like showing up to a wedding, nothing in this, as an introvert, nothing gives me more anxiety than walking into a wedding and being like, hello, here I am. Especially, I don't know many of your new friends, and everyone is drinking
let's party.
People I don't know. Like, nothing makes me want to leave your wedding faster than being there by myself. You know
what
I mean?
That's right. Yeah.
So, Mom, what are your thoughts on plus ones? Because I mean, obviously, you guys just had to pay for a wedding, like, and I understand you can't invite everybody.
No.
But I just feel like maybe it's the nice thing to do.
Yeah,
is to, and this is coming from the single person point of view.
Yeah,
is to invite to give anyone that comes to your wedding a plus one.
Right. And Maggie and I discussed this at length. And, you know, if you invite a friend, a single friend to your wedding, you want them to have a really good time.
Yeah.
And if you know, especially that they will not know a lot of people in the crowd, I'm not talking about just one or two, but several.
Yeah.
And it will be absolutely no fun for that person.
No.
So, yeah, we said, let's give them a plus one. And there were a few people, just a few, that we offered plus one to that didn't take it. And that's okay, too. But
they just went by themselves?
Uh-huh. But most
like,
everyone.
Again, if I had like a big group of friends going, and I think there's some radio people going that I know.
Yeah.
So that might be a little bit different.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just like nothing is giving me more anxiety right now other than taking a Spirit flight.
Well, you should be used to that.
When it comes to this weekend, here's the two things I'm worried about. Number one, walking into a wedding by myself. The number two thing I'm worried about right now is literally taking a Spirit flight out of BWI down to Orlando. Hmm. But I don't know. I wanted to run that by you. I didn't know if that seemed tacky too, because I get it. Like, you know, if, even though I'm not in a relationship.
Right.
I still feel like the I don't even remember what we did for my wedding. Do you remember? That's been literally 40 years ago, it feels like. Hmm. I don't remember what we did. I don't remember we extended plus one, but now being on this side, like I get it.
I think you all did, because it seems like I remembered people, just a few.
Yeah.
You know, that brought us a significant other or a date with them. But yeah, I think you want your guests to have a good time. That's what we decided.
Right. And here's like the worst part ever, because keep in mind, I'm going to a Florida wedding. And like if I was in California, I remember like the last – I opt out of a lot of weddings because I just don't care. You know that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big wedding person. Obviously went to Dermaggie's two weddings last year.
Yes, thank you, darling.
Before that, it was my friend Vanessa in California, and – There's not an issue that I'm going to speak of now, but I knew that going into a Florida wedding, this is going to be a little bit different, was obviously my dietary restrictions. And
oh,
so
yeah.
I, in case you don't know, I'm vegan. I don't eat gluten. And so I just had a feeling, though, that Miguel wasn't really too worried about that.
No, you know what I mean? I wouldn't think so.
I don't think that he's probably got too many vegan gluten-free friends.
I doubt that he has very many dietary restrictions himself.
Yeah. So, I had to hit him up and I was like, Hey, got your invite. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Before I RSVP too, is there, cause I feel bad. Because, like, literally, like, I get it. It's so annoying. It's so freaking annoying.
Oh, it's hard. Yeah.
Literally so freaking annoying.
Yeah.
To have to, you know, hey, I know that I'm the only one person, but can you go have them find some tofu and, like, fry it up for me? You know what I mean? And, like, make sure that, like, that fryer's not been used by any other products that have wheat in them. Thank you. Like, what? For one freaking person. So, because I literally said, I'm like, hey, do you just not want to feed me?
Yeah.
And, like, I'll just grab some food on the way in, and then
save yourself the $50 or whatever.
0% offended by this, by the way. Uh-huh. And by the way, thanks for the invite. I also don't drink, even though I know you have to pay for me to drink. So let me I'm literally the worst wedding invite. You guys see where I stay in my condo all the time. I'm this is where I'm safe. This is my safe zone in here. You know what I mean?
But I'm coming because I love you.
I do. And I'm really excited about it. I always feel like I'm like that that pain in the ass wedding guest. I'll give you one more thing that it freaking Jess out right now. And I haven't honestly, so we're recording this on Wednesday night. And I've literally not started packing. It's 5:45 right now. So this weekend I was like, okay, I've got one thing I gotta do. I just gotta make sure I have a wedding outfit. Hmm. And if I just got to make sure I can, get because I haven't bought anything new forever. Got nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time I would need to dress up for Maggie's wedding? So I might wear that outfit. I just don't know that it fits anymore because I've lost weight since. I'm not even sure if it fits. So I was like, okay, I need to go get a new, you know, something to wear. And then I'm like, the weekend comes and I'm like, no, it's so cold. Like, I just don't feel like traipsing through a mall and like going to 100 stores and like trying. I just like, I don't know.
Getting this out in the ice and snow.
This seasonal depression stuff is so real, y'all. If you live in California, Arizona, Georgia, like in Florida, it is real. Like, seasonal depression is so real. And my motivation to do anything right now is literally like a level zero. Yes. So every day, like just imagine everything you want to do is like about 30% harder than it was, 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So the weekend rolls around. I'm like, I'm gonna sleep a little bit. Maybe I'll go tomorrow. I got all day Sunday. I'm gonna do it Sunday. And Sunday rolls around. I'm like, then I'm like, maybe I'll just go during the week. Now here it is. I'm like, I gotta leave in the morning. I'm literally flying out at 1 p.m. right after the radio show tomorrow, and I don't have any outfit. Like, I don't have a new outfit. So I was telling Jess this off the air, and I think we talked about it maybe on the Uncensored podcast for half a second today. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking about just buying an outfit while I'm there, and that kind of takes two issues away. One is I don't have to pay if you know me when it comes to traveling, and I don't know if you're the same way or not, but I hate paying for luggage. So I always bring a backpack and I make it work. And so I'm like, well, this would really free up a ton of space.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't have to worry about. You know what I mean?
But what about coming back? Are you just going to leave your outfit there?
So this is what I consider doing. Was then mailing the outfit back to myself. Because I still think mailing it would be cheaper than paying for, because it's $50. We can fly Spirit. It's how Spirit gets you, okay? Because a lot of people have asked, who was it? Was it Joanne? I think Joanne asked the other day about like flying Spirit.
Yes.
It's not great. It's not great. But y'all, my flight round trip is $75. Yeah. So that means it's $37.50. per flight.
Okay? Yeah.
It's hard to argue with. It's worth about 2.5 hours of discomfort just to to pay $37.50 for per flight, right?
That is so crazy.
So nuts. I don't think I couldn't drive it. There's no way. My tank is like three-fourths tank of gas for me, right?
Yeah.
The Jeep. But where they get you though is they get you on the other things, right? So if you want to bring a bag on, okay. Well, now it's $50. You gotta ask. So now that $75 flight is now turned into a $175 flight. And to me, I just can't get over the cost analysis. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like the cost analysis, because I just just doesn't make sense to me. If I'm going to pay only $37 for a flight, I'm not paying $50 for the bag to go with me. If I can go for $37, my bag's not going for $50. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
So I was like, maybe I'll just go down there, buy an outfit, and then I'll find a way to, because I can guarantee you I can mail it back to me for less than $100, which is what it would be round trip for a bag, right?
Oh,
I guarantee
yeah.
you I can ship it for at least, hell, I can buy an outfit for $100, throw it away, and it's still, I'm saving money.
That's true.
And
plus it'll be more seasonal here. What are you going to buy in Baltimore that you can wear in Tampa?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought through it. So
it doesn't matter because you've waited too long anyway.
If you can't tell, I'm not really prepared for this at all. It's hard to leave. It's hard to leave.
It is.
In the middle of the week. There's just so many things going on. So anyway, that's the weekend. And just so you know, we have an abbreviated show today, abbreviated show Monday, abbreviated show Tuesday. And thank you. And please, our downloads are a little low. So please keep on coming back. I try not to look at the numbers too much. I looked today and I was like, oh my God. I think we lost about 1,000 people last month. No joke.
What?
No joke. Yeah, 1,000 people.
Wow.
So I don't know. I think just because of the holidays, but I'm hoping that by February we'll be caught back up. But I'm just kind of okay.
Don't forget to vote in Podcast Magazine.
Yeah. Lord
Heavenly
of mercy.
Days.
Lord. Yeah.
We know all the help we can get this month.
I know. I'm stressing over here, but it's just whatever. Mom, by the way, you made the map. You made it back on the map. The name Nancy is back in one of the popular baby names for this year.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of shocked by that. They just came out with the Bump, which I don't know if it's a website or if it's a – I'm guessing it's a website. Came out with their baby name report trend or trend report. And some of the popular baby names for this year. Let's go over some of these. Unisex names. So now that the concept of gender is kind of expanding and evolving, parents are embracing names that are kind of go with boys or girls, such as Kai, Luca, Quinn, River, Remy, Rowan, and more. Okay. I like them. Nature-inspired names are really popular this year.
Oh.
It says being stuck inside during the pandemic has sparked parents' interest in nature with names like Wren, Ivy, Sienna, Willow, Hazel, things like that.
I like that.
Vintage names are really popular again because you don't know. Like, I don't know a lot of Nancys.
No.
You know what I mean?
I know five Nancys, and they're all within 5 years of my birth date.
Yeah. Like super popular, right? So it says popular names from the 50s. What year were you born?
52.
Yeah. Popular names from the 50s are seeing a resurgence. Names like Nancy, Sharon, Pamela, which shout out Queen Pam, Wayne, Martin. Names like that. I don't know any. I know a shit. Do I know a Sharon? I don't think I know a Sharon.
Nancy,
Sharon, Pamela.
Yes, you know.
Who?
You know Sharon Reeves from Christchurch.
I don't think I know a Sharon
Callie's
Reeves.
Mom,
I have not gone to that church in 25 years.
But you knew Callie. Y'all were acting together.
I don't know that name at all. Pamela, Wayne, and Martin. I don't know anybody my name. My age with those names.
Yeah.
Then strong and confident names, possibly hoping that to result in a more self-assured child. Parents are embracing names that are empowering a noble meaning like Aria, Alice, Nora, Emmett, Rami, Valencia, Xavier. Those are some popular strong names, they say.
Wow.
Uplifting names, names that that yearned for joy and positivity like Chloe, Claire, Finley, Alvin, Elsie, Felix, Winifred, popular in 2022, and interstellar names, which this is new for this year. It says parents are also looking to space and sky for inspiration, and there's a prompting a rise of celestial names like Aurora, Leo, Orion, Sky, Luna, and more. So.
Cool.
Just a FYI, if you think you're being creative naming your baby Luna this year, maybe not so much. Mom, did you have any other names that you were going to name any of us? Because I know it's got to kind of be a big decision when you're trying to think of a baby name. Like this is.
Oh, you know, I'm sure I did, but honest to God, I can't remember them now.
Nothing pops up. It's like a possible option.
It wasn't a big deal.
Did you and Dad, like how did you guys figure out? Because I feel like even naming, because when my ex-wife and I even tried to name Kiki, that was a couple week process.
Your dad was pretty easygoing about it.
He didn't care?
No, he really didn't. He was fine with whatever name I came up with.
Was that an issue in your relationship, or is it always the woman that just decides the baby's name? I'm kind of curious about that. 888 Kramer 8. Like, did you and your husband have to figure that out? And I just don't know if most men would care. I would care. So let's just go to Kiki, for example.
Yeah.
I didn't like the name Kiki. I didn't want – that's my dog, by the way, my 5-pound chihuahua. I didn't like the name Kiki. It just didn't – my ex-wife wanted her name to be Kiki LaRue. Kiki LaRue. And I just – I didn't like it. I wanted her name to be Madison Nicole.
Oh,
and I don't know why. I'm not quite sure. That's just the name that came to me, Madison – Madison Nicole, call her Maddie for short. Yeah, Madison Nicole.
Oh my.
Very sounds proper.
I can't imagine calling Kiki that.
Madison Nicole, Maddie. You call her Maddie. That's fine. What's wrong with Maddie?
Yeah, that's cute.
I'm not sure where Nicole, I don't know where either of those names came from. I was like, Madison Nicole, that's what I want to call her.
Well, you lost.
But like most things in our relationship, I did not win. So
I have a sense that most guys lose.
Yeah.
In the naming game.
I'm curious about that. I'm super curious about 888 Kramer 8. 888 Kramer 8. How did that go in your relationship? Because I just don't know. And we'll listen to these voicemails next week. Did guys even get a say or no? They just. Because I feel like I'd really be super particular about my baby. If I had a baby, like I'd be super particular about it, you know? So.
Well, if you had one right now, you can name her Nancy.
I know.
That'd be lovely.
I know. Just after you. Nancy Yancy part 2.
Uh-huh. That's right.
All right. Let's get to our quote for today, Mom.
Okay. It's a light Friday. This is anonymous, but it's common sense is like deodorant. The people who need it most never use it.
Hello. No, that's right.
Just saying.
No, that's right. Yeah. I don't know if the world's – this is what I told Jess the other day. I said, I don't know if the world's getting dumber. I'm just getting less tolerant of the dumbness of the world. I don't know which one. know. You know, it's like when
you
host a radio show and you deal with a lot of people, like you're just always like, what? And then like 80% of people, 85, I would say it used to be 90%. Now it's like 85% of people. Mm-hmm. Normal. Mm-hmm. Completely normal. No big deal. You know, just going on with their days.
Right.
Then now there's about 15-20% of people that I'm like, what? Like what? What's happening over there?
I don't. It's such a strange time.
I don't know what's happening.
Such a strange time.
I don't get it. I don't get it. But there you go. That's a quote for today. We'll come back and we'll handle some business here in a couple seconds. First, let's thank our sponsor, Dunn. Thank you to everybody that's gone and checked out Dunn. Dunn is the pros. These guys are the pros for adult ADHD. If you're just like, I'm scatterbrained, I can't really remember. Like what was that person's name? You know what I mean? You ever been like that before, Mom? Like, I'm terrible at that.
Oh my gosh, yes.
They'll tell you their name like 2 seconds later. You're like, wait, what? Uh-huh. Or like literally yes. Like – here's one that it's like a key sign of ADHD that I'm like the king of is like, I'm like, where are my keys? That's a big one. Also, like I'll walk into a room and like, what am I doing here? Like, why am I here in the first place? You know,
those sound like old age things too.
That could be it. If any of these sound like you though, honestly, like this could be adult ADHD. And if you've suffered with stuff like this, like remembering things, getting things focused, you know what I mean? Like you go to work and you're just so scatterbrained because you can't get one task done because you're just bouncing from one idea to another, or you started to just daydream off into the distance. You're not paying attention to what people are saying, you know, all signs of adult ADHD. Mm-hmm. Done does it different. It is ADHD done differently, where they literally put you on a membership with Dunn that includes one-click refills, fast appointments, flexible scheduling with your provider. You're going to get a provider, you know, that you'll talk to on, you know, through the internet pretty much. I felt like an old person saying, through the internet. you'll meet online is probably the better way to say that.
But with an expert.
You can, yeah, but this is what they do. They focus on ADHD. And so they can focus on you. And this is because what Dunn found was like there's really no specialization of ADHD anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, there's people that like your doctor can give you medicine, like therapist, you know, like a psychiatrist could, but like it's not really in their realm of like really there's so many other things that a psychiatrist needs to like focus on that's not ADHD. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So Dunn really just focuses on literally just ADHD. So mm-hmm. any of those words sound like you, please go support our new sponsor. It's called Dunn. If you text the word Dunn to 888-Kramer-8, then you can find out more about our newest sponsor who is called Dunn. Also, Manscaped is here. We are
– oh, boy.
We're talking about the number one. And is it number one? No, sorry. 4 million men worldwide trust their nether regions to Manscaped. And we are super thankful for Manscaped being on the podcast. I didn't know it was going to work for Certified Mama's Boy. Like I was like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll give it a shot. But some of y'all bought it. So thank you for doing that.
Oh,
the Performance Package 4.0 has got the Lawnmower 4.0. It's the electric trimmer. This is a great gift. The whole package could be the greatest Valentine's Day gift ever for your husband, for your boyfriend, for your dad. That's weird. Father's Day is coming up, so maybe. No. So the Lawnmower 4.0, that's going to be your electric razor. It's got a light on it, which makes it super easy. This is coming from a dude that has a lot of body hair, so go with me here. So you also get the Weed Whacker, which is the nose and hair trimmer. This is for all – we're not just talking about nether regions, man. This is literally all body hair. They handle it. Also, things like the Crop Preserver, which is your ball deodorant, the Crop Reviver, the ball toner. And now they've got a brand new body wash as well, which is scented with cologne. And it's a great package. All around, a great package for you to give. Get it, package? Manscaped.com. Get our exclusive offer, 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Promo code is Kramer20. I got a text today. Sorry, it's Kramer20 for 20% off. I got a text today, Mom, and I don't know who it was from. Sorry, but it's like, I swear I'm going to die when Mama Nancy says balls for the first time. So you never know. When
so are you ready?
Is it happening? Is today the day?
Today is the day.
All right.
It's Friday. It's Friday. I'm feeling a little crazy.
I see it.
Okay, guys, get your act together and clean up your balls.
You ever have moments where you're like, where's my life going? Like, used to be this massive radio star. Now my mom's on a podcast with me.
Hey, if that's the worst thing I ever say.
Hey, you know.
I'll be good.
Manscaped.com. The offer for 20% off for Valentine's Day is Kramer20. Go check it out.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
All right, we're going to get to our we're not going to get to much. We're just going to kind of finish this show out here in a couple seconds. Typically, my dad would come on. But we'll talk about that in a second. First, certified fans, before we kind of wrap up the week, actually, a few things we need to catch up on. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you. Certified fans are people that donate a couple dollars a month to this show. Literally, it's a dollar and a quarter a week. And you can support Certified Mama's Boy, right? Mm-hmm. Unless it's a five-week month, and then like the month of January, it's only a dollar a week.
Yeah, such a deal.
Yeah, but we thank you so much for being a supporter of this show, and I will I'm gonna spin the wheel. This is when you join, you get a bunch of perks. One of them is obviously getting a episode dedicated to you, and don't forget the new project coming soon too. But since we have no one new today, we spin our wheel. Our wheel of certified fans, and we go back and we thank someone who's been here for a while, and today our certified fan is number 131.
Wow. Way back.
131. Okay. So we'll open up our Google Doc here. We go back to 131. And our certified fan today is Gabby L.
Okay.
He's a great certified fan, by the way. Great certified fan.
Yep.
I know that Gabby L, I'm not sure where she didn't put on her, she didn't fill out, well, she just didn't put her address on here. I'm not sure what part of California she lives in, but somewhere in San Diego.
Okay.
She's great. Great person. Great human. And she's our certified fan of the day. Gabby L., thank you for being a supporter of our podcast. This is your whoop whoop.
Yes. Whoop whoop to Gabby L. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabby. You can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. 888-Kramer-8. And thank you so much for supporting our podcast, Gabby. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's amazing. It really is cool. Much. So thank you.
Without you thank all, you. We won't be here. Remember that.
No, it's true.
Can't
it's
do true. It
really is
you.
True. Couldn't. So if you it want to support, true. So seriously, please consider supporting the podcast. Also, don't forget merch is on sale to the end of the month because you guys made us number one in the merch store. I'm sorry, in podcast magazine. So now our merch store is 20% off with a coupon code number one. O-N-E, number one, by texting the word merch, M-E-R-C-H, to 888-Kramer-8. That is number one. So check it out. And if you never bought an item from the Certified Mama's Boy store, might be a good time for you to go check it out. Mm-hmm. Good stuff for Love You Forever for Valentine's Day. We can get it to you before Valentine's Day as of now. So check it out.
Good stuff.
Okay. So typically my dad would come on today. We honestly, number one, I'm running out of time, but number two is he had surgery this week. Mom, do you want to give us an update on his surgery and how he's doing?
Oh, well, he just had a little outpatient surgery related to his cancer that he has every 10 months and, it went fine, but you know, he's not his old chipperoo Jimmy Mack yet. He needs a couple more days to, you know, regain his strength and get back with the program. But, you know, I've told you many times that he is really my hero. He's had cancer for 23 years. And the way he never gives up and perseveres, so many surgeries that he's been through and so many trials and tribulations. But he just hangs in there. And he gets through it, and he has his mind set right, and he's just a remarkable human being. He is my hero.
Yeah. I know he's a pain in the ass sometimes, but I mean, honestly, that's a lot. You know, it's been a lot for him to deal with, you know? So
it is a lot. Yes.
Today we will not have Jimmy Mack on, but we're sending him good thoughts and good vibes. Yes. He's recovering, and he'll be back on next week when we can kind of get back into more of a normal schedule. Because keep in mind, we're doing this a day early right now, so everything's just kind of up in the air. You know what? I need to. I'm going to wrap up the week like this. Number one, if you so don't forget, like I said, shorter episode today, shorter episode coming up on.
Monday,
Tuesday, right? Because I'm going to go to Miguel's wedding, spend a little time in Florida, just getting the hell out of here. By the way, like it's going to be the weather's so terrible in Maryland this weekend.
Oh, I think it's going to be in Tampa.
No, it's going to be like in the teens and like snowy, like it's nasty. So
yes,
it's a good time to get the hell out of here.
Yes.
So I'll be down there, just taking a little time off.
Yes.
And I promise you, we're back to normal schedule for at least a couple of months. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Miguel, by the way. Love and blessings to him and his partner.
Absolutely.
I just wish them the very best and a happy life together. Miguel deserves it. He really does. He's a great guy, and he just deserves a good life with a good partner, and I think he's found him. So that's a beautiful thing.
So that'll be that's Miguel's wedding this weekend. I'll be posting, so you know, follow me on social media. I'm sure I'll have plenty of pictures and stories on there.
We want to see that outfit.
Hey, I gotta say something really quick though about this. You remember how I was complaining about Disney this week? I swear to God, out of nowhere, I finally get a text back from the guy.
No way!
Out of nowhere, I'm like, literally, what? He's like, hey, and like, I feel like if you don't text somebody back for like days.
Yeah, it's a moot point usually.
Can you just like just slide back in and just be like, hey, he was like, hey, sorry, sorry to get back to you. Blah blah blah. I'm like, that's just a long time to disappear.
Yeah.
So in case you weren't here earlier this week, I was saying that my Disney rep was I was considering going to Disney when I go to Orlando for the weekend, right? But I honestly don't want to pay. I just don't want to pay for it. I don't care that much. Disney to me is like not a high priority of like things that I want to spend my money on, but if it's free tickets, you know, then all of a sudden I got a little more pep in my step over here. You know what I mean? So I text my Disney rep over in California. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? Like, and we were kind of bouncing back and forth. I was finally like, hey, can I get some tickets? And then I did not hear from him. So the next day I literally sent him a sad Mickey meme and still nothing. I'm like, damn. So literally it was yesterday, which would have been Tuesday at like 4 o'clock. And this has been at least a week. He's like, oh, hey, sorry to get back to you. By the way, you can email this girl. She's now handling Baltimore. Cause I think before he was handling like most of the major cities. But now there's a new girl. So I shot her an email. I was like, hey, what's up? And then, through the last 24 hours, I was able to lock down some tickets. So
shout
out Disney. She know, like all of a sudden my tune has changed about Disney. You should totally go check out their parks. It's their 50th anniversary of Disney parks. You should totally go check those out and spend your hard earned money at Disney. My tune has changed. My tune has changed.
Well, we'll be looking for those pics.
Yeah. So I'm going to go try to check out I haven't been to the Disney parks in forever. God, I've been in 100 years.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go spend some time over there. Good. And I think that's all we got for the week. I think that covers all the base. Oh, since these are shorter shows, if you haven't listened to Kramer and Jess Uncensored yet for the week, I hope that you'll go check it out because I had a really super awkward doctor's visit on Teladoc this week. I don't feel like telling the story of my mom, but with Jess, obviously it's fine. So that's on Kramer and Jess Uncensored. It's a really funny story. So go check out that podcast as well. And that's it. That's all we got for the week. I mean, I got to go pack. So I love you, Mom. Have a good night. Okay. We'll see you next week.
Oh, have a great time. Love you forever.